it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to A Celtic State of Mind. I'm Paul John Dykes, and thanks for joining me for another Wander Round Paradise. We are here, of course, to talk about four more games to go, another one ticked off the list. We're going to hear from now until the end of the season all the cliches regarding it's just the 3 points that counts and one game at a time. We're going to hear all of that, and no doubt that is true. When you look at yesterday's game, and the clock is ticking down, you're just hoping for the final whistle so we can get back down the road with the 3 points. Not a vintage Celtic performance, but we got the win, and that's all that matters. Brendan Rodgers talking about that after the game. He's not really focusing on the performance. Obviously, he'll work on that all week with the players. They'll analyse the game and where we could do better. And we will as well, because we talk about it every single day. But the positive thing is we won the game. There's only four to go, four wins, and Celtic win the league. I think I've parked the Scottish Cup final at the moment. We'll come back to that once the league action is over. So we'll be looking today at what went well and what can we improve on in the remaining league fixtures. And we've got to start off by talking about Jamesy Forrest. James, who's in his testimonial year, seems a while ago that the testimonial game was played up here at Celtic Park. He's in his 15th season at the football club. He's scored in every single one of those seasons, which is a record. He's hurtling towards 500 appearances for Celtic. Only 12 players in the history of the club have made 500 competitive appearances. He's scored over 100 goals. He's had over 100 assists. And if we win the double this season, and fingers crossed that we do, obviously, he will be second only to Bobby Lennox as the most decorated Celtic player when it comes to honours won at the football club. But this season, he's been a bit part player. He hasn't started a game since November. And going into the match, we were talking about who replaces Dyson Maeda, because Yang didn't have his best performance against Aberdeen last week. And when Palmer came on, it was Palmer that gave away possession for Aberdeen to equalise near the end of that game. Jamesy Forrest got the nod, and he took the opportunity with some style. So James Forrest gets the call for left wing, and we played with Nicholas Kuhn on the right. I think most of the Axon contributors certainly were looking for Kuhn to start the game, and I thought he started off brightly. Got a few shots in, and in the first 10 minutes Celtic were dominant. Five shots at goal, and it looked as though we were going to be able to turn the screw on a team that we'd already beaten three times this season. This is a Dundee side who had taken something off every other team in the league except Celtic. They were promoted at the beginning, obviously the end of last season, and this is their first season back in the Premiership, and they get a top six position. I think they've done so well, so we knew it wouldn't be easy. But all the focus was on Jamesy Forrest, because Dundee came back into the game and they were actually dominating us when James scored the goal. Great move between Hatate and Kyogo. I think Kyogo's control let him down a wee bit, but the beneficiary was James Forrest. He takes it first time. What a finish that was by Jamesy. And you're looking at that thinking, sometimes you need that experience, sometimes you need that winning mentality We've got a group of players there who have not enjoyed success at Celtic, all the new recruits, and James De Forest was shown the way. What a role model he is. So Celtic went into the break 1-0 up, but it wasn't a really dominant first half, and we were hoping that Celtic could come out in the second half and increase the score, and that's exactly what they did. And it was that man again, James De Forest, who made it 2-0. I think he'd done really well to win the ball, and then of course Orio Itati played him through. He got a wee break of the ball. It was a great finish actually, with James De Forest on the left foot, and you're looking at that stage thinking, that's great, let's extend the lead, let's get another goal, well, let's push on. But Dundee came back at us, and it's at that point there's a real test of the character of the Celtic side. And Brendan Rodgers said, as long as we get the win and get back down the road, that was all that was important. I've said in previous weeks that I think Celtic need to score 3 goals a game to get this over the line, and it looked like that was the case yesterday again, because we've gone 2 goals up and we've conceded, and that is something that we really need to improve on. We're doing it with the personnel that we have available to us. Dundee again done exactly what Aberdeen done last week, and they targeted that left-hand side, crosses to the back post. We saw it in the first half. We saw it in the 93rd minute, after, of course, Dundee had already pulled a goal back, which was an unfortunate one to lose. An OG by Adam Eda, I don't think he could do much about it. I was more critical of Itati pulling out of the challenge. Maybe he was scared that he was going to give away a penalty, but he should have won the first ball. It ricochets off Eda, and it's 2-1, and it starts to get nervy for Celtic at that stage. But we need to do better with these balls going into the back post on the left-hand side. Teams are targeting us now. We're not dealing with them. Had Mellon got a better connection on that header or headed it across the face of goal, 93rd minute, there's no coming back from that. So that was a warning for Celtic, and it's something we really need to improve on. I do not think that Brendan Rodgers is going to change the defence. We're going to run with that 5 that started at the weekend if they're all fit. And I would say the same about the midfield, but I thought the midfield were really weak at the weekend. And I know that Itati and McGregor are still coming back to full fitness. Matt O'Riley seems to be doing a lot of extra work, and then he himself is tired near the end of games as well. They are the 3 best midfield players we've got at the football club. Hopefully, the 95 minutes Itati's got on his legs, the 60 minutes McGregor's got on his legs, will benefit us as we go into the Hearts game. But all credit to Tomoki Iwata when he came on. I think he gave us a bit of physicality. He gave us a wee bit of insurance. You know, he was breaking up attacks, and that's what he does. He's a very, very good backup on the bench for Brendan Rodgers. But these are the things we need to improve on moving into the final 4 league games. 4 games to go, and Celtic have got it all in their own hands. We're 3 points ahead of the main challengers, who seem to struggle a wee bit against St Mirren by all accounts, and we move on to our match here against Hearts. And I think the home advantage that Celtic have for the majority of the remaining fixtures will be pivotal as well. It'll be great if we can get into the rhythm. Brendan Rodgers spoke about playing on that pitch there at Celtic Park and how that suits our style of play as well. And what else has Axon been up to? Well, last week we were privileged to share a stage with the blessed Martin O'Neill. He was phenomenal at Barra's Art and Design for the sellout event, and we were able to raise £1,000 as well for wee Jamie Tierney. So if you want to contribute or read a wee bit more about wee Jamie's story, please click on the link underneath this video. We're also at Dunoon in 3 weeks' time, 17th of May, with Joe Miller and Peter Grant. A few tickets left for that one as well. Come along and join us in Dunoon. It will be a cracking night with the Centenary Boys. But until next time, join us tomorrow at 12:30 on A Celtic State of Mind.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.